Good morning. Dear brothers and sisters, at the beginning I would like to ask you, don't be afraid. I'm not your new pastor nor associate pastor. I'm only a visitor priest, and the reason to be here with us, with you, is that today in your parish we celebrate the Mission Appeal Sunday. So it's a reason to be here and to talk to you about the mission of the Church, especially of the Redemptorist priests in Russia and Kazakhstan. And at the beginning, I would like to apologize for my English. It's not good because I don't have any possibility to improve my English in spite of the fact that I worked 3 years in Chicago, Archdiocese of Chicago, in Cicero, town of Cicero, town of Al Capone, and now it's 90% of the population are Mexican. So being there, there were no possibility to improve my English. I'm so sorry, but it's reality. Once we were talking in the sacristy over there with other priests in Polish, and came into a sacristy lady and said, don't speak Polish. Don't forget we live in the United States. Please speak Spanish. So, I'm so sorry. Dear brothers and sisters, as we have heard in today's gospel, Jesus sent his disciples to preach the gospel, to announce his presence amidst the people. And at the beginning, it seemed to be mission almost impossible. Mission impossible, because they felt as a lamb among wolves. So at the beginning, it was almost impossible to think about some successful mission. But at the end, they felt that it was some very beautiful experience for them. They returned rejoicing because they saw the demons who fallen from the heaven, and they were rejoicing. And it's very important, this image, because we could relate this image to what happened in almost 30 years ago in the former Soviet Union. There were so few people who believed in the possibility that the Soviet Empire, the communism, could collapse. But it happened. It happened, dear brothers and sisters. As you know, almost 30 years ago, the communism collapsed. It was the end of the Soviet Union, and it was the time when, for the first time after the 70 years of communist domination, the first priests could go there and preach openly the gospel. Until the beginning of the 90s, the presence of priests on that territory was threatened by repression. Public or private profession of faith was threatened by prison or even death. Finally, the communism collapsed and freedom was established. At that time, during the summer of 1993, first Redemptorists came to that territory. They were ministering in the beginning in two parishes. Nowadays, we work in six parishes. How does the ministry in Russia and in Kazakhstan look like? It's probably similar to each Catholic parish in the US. We celebrate Mass, we pray with people, baptize children, and pray with prepare young couples for the sacrament of matrimony. We work with many groups such as altar servers, youth groups. We visit the sick and celebrate funerals. It seems to be similar, however, there are many differences. First of all, The center of the parish is situated in the big city, in the center of the big city, where there is only one Catholic parish. But the priests have to travel around the city to look for all the Catholics who live there. To many of these places, we have to travel 100 miles or more. And you have to know that they are no highways as you have here. Second, because the center of the parish is in the big city, where there is only one Catholic parish, parishioners also have to travel and spend at least 1 hour or more to get the parish to celebrate Eucharist and to participate in other sacraments or to confess themselves. So it's other difference. Other thing, which is very important for me, and it's other difference, is that, you know, that the communists were destroying almost everything. Especially, they loved to destroy human beings. No one can even count how many people have died in the Soviet Union only because of the fact that they had different opinions from the authorities. The communists were destroying almost everything. Almost 90% of the Catholic churches were destroyed or turned into factories or museums. After 30 years of freedom, many Catholics still don't have the opportunity of praying in a real church. The Catholics have to gather in the private houses in many places to pray and to celebrate sacraments, to celebrate the Eucharist. And dear brothers and sisters, it's a reason to be here, to talk about it, to talk about the mission of the church in the former Soviet Union, in Russia, for example, in Kazakhstan. It's a reason to be here and to ask you for your prayer, because we perfectly know that many, many Americans, especially the older ones, prayed for many decades for the conversion of Russia. We ask through the intercession of the Virgin of Fatima, who asked the Catholics to pray for the conversion of Russia. And nowadays we could experience some kind of conversion of the people and the freedom, at least, which gives us the possibility to preach gospel freely and to enjoy the preaching of the gospel. And it's a reason to pray for more prayer. But sometimes, dear brothers and sisters, living here in the US, we don't recognize the blessings we have here, especially the freedom. We are so accustomed to have the church service. We are so accustomed to have the beautiful church. There are so many possibilities and the freedom to participate in the Eucharist. It's a blessing of God. It's a blessing of God to have a priest who could celebrate for us the Mass, other sacraments, and things so simple, the possibility to confess ourselves. It's a blessing of God. Not our right, but the blessing. Once I met over the woman who prayed for more than 50 years to have the same blessing, to have the one more possibility to confess. For the first time, he could do it when he was in the process of preparation for the First Communion when she was a child. And for more than 50 years, he prayed for the second and probably last chance to do the same thing before she dies, to be reconciled with God through the ministry of the priest. And he got it, thanks to God. 50 years of praying to have the same possibility we have every day and every Sunday. Dear brothers and sisters, valorate what you have, because it's a blessing to have a priest, to have a church, a place to gather here and to pray, and a freedom of worship. It's a blessing. So pray for those who don't have the same possibilities. Valorate what you have. And as it was announced, the second collection is to support the priests and the church, especially the Redemptorists who preach the gospel over there, looking for the Catholics who are lost for so many decades.